Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So, how many of you have siblings? Did any of you ever say to your mother, he or she isn't helping, it's not fair, they're not doing their share? And no, nobody? No? Okay. Have you ever said that in front of company that you had in your house? Or have you maybe said that while Jesus was even sitting in the room? Because Martha did. Martha had Jesus over to her house, and she complained about her sister Mary not doing her part. Today's scripture comes from the Gospel of Luke. And in this 10th chapter, there's a lot going on in this chapter. It starts off by Jesus having sent the 70 out to go and sort of prepare the way for Jesus to go out and preach in the area. And the 70 went out and did amazing deeds in the name of Jesus. They healed people. They came back and said, even the demons obey when we tell things in your name. And they were amazed by that. But Jesus said to them, don't rejoice in those things. Rejoice that your name is in the book of life. And then the lawyer comes along and asks Jesus about what he has to do to get eternal life. And then he shares the story of the Good Samaritan. And that brings us to our text today in the 10th chapter of Luke, verses 38 through 42. Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. This is the word of God for the people of God. So it's interesting, we look at that text and it says it is Martha's home. And there's no mention of a husband or a brother or a father. And it was a little bit unusual for the times that this appears to be a home that was headed by Martha. And then there are those that think that Mary and Martha are the brother of Lazarus that's mentioned in John 11. And there's no clear tie to that, but it's a possibility that this is the Mary and the Martha that was mentioned in John that are Lazarus's sisters. But there's really no clear connection that we can look at that. We can kind of speculate on lots of different things about who they might be, but I think that there is a message for us if we will just stick with the text. So what did you notice about this text? It's one of the frustrating things that happens in Scripture for me. There's no conclusion to the story. We don't know whether Mary got up in a huff and ran out. We don't know if Mary got up and started helping Martha. It's inconclusive as to what happens here. We're left hanging. We know from the text that Jesus did not say, Mary, get up and go help your sister. Rather, he tells Martha, Mary has sort of chosen the better lot. Before we get too far into the text, I want to look at two things. The first is the word that is translated here for us as tasks. So the Greek word for this is diakonios, and it means to serve someone. It's also used in Luke as like a slave serving someone, but it's also used as ministry. You're serving someone in ministry. And it has different meanings throughout the Gospel of Luke. But I think we look at this text, verse 40, and we replace the word tasks with ministries. But Martha was distracted by her many ministries. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." And then Jesus says that there's just need of one thing. And the text here is not particularly clear. We know that Martha has many tasks. She's about the business of being hospitable to Jesus coming into her home. She's excited about it, and she wants to do it right. And so Jesus says to her, there is need of just one thing. So some scholars think that perhaps he was actually talking about the meal. That, no, Martha, you're doing too much. We just need one thing to eat. But then there are other scholars that say that this text is saying, no, that Jesus is the one thing. And Mary is paying attention to it, and Martha is not. You see, Martha has fallen into that trap that we all fall into at some point. She has this idea of what she wants to achieve because Jesus is in her house. She's excited about it. She wants to put on the dog. She wants to make sure everything is just right and that Jesus feels welcomed and at home. Martha wanted things to be just so, her way. And as Jesus so often does, he sees through the mess of our life and sees to the heart of the matter. He sees that she does not really understand who he is. She doesn't really understand what he is about. Luke sometimes takes themes and packages them together. You think about Luke 15. You have those parables of the lost things, right? The lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. Well, here he has packaged up chapter 10, and the theme is the people don't understand. They don't really understand who Jesus is. They don't really understand what Jesus is about. He sees through Martha's heart, and he sees that her diakonios, her desire to serve, isn't just purely the desire to serve, but to have things her certain way. That's a trap that we can all fall into. Her desire to serve is more about what she wants to accomplish. Now, gentlemen, lest you think that this is a female trait, it is not. This is a trap that we all fall into. We want things our way. We want things to happen a certain way. I mean, me, for example, like when I cook a meal, I'm like a Nazi about making sure it's hot. If the food does not make it to the table and it's not good and hot, I have failed in some way. My mother is the most meticulous woman I have ever met. There is a place for everything, and everything is in its place. I noticed this when I was in high school, and when I went away to college, I would come home for Thanksgiving or come home for Christmas break, and when we had gatherings of people in our house, I would take one of those objects and move it 6 inches and start my watch and see how long it took my mother to come and walk over and move that back 6 inches and put it in its place. I hope she's not watching now. But I have confessed this to her. You see, we all have these moments, these times where we're busy with our ministries, we're busy with our tasks, and we want things our way. We want changed lives, and we want them now. We want our church to become what it is God is calling it to be, and we want it to be now. We all have these plans, and we want them to be the way we imagine them. And like Martha, we've got the main thing sitting right there in front of us, and his name is Jesus. And the words that come from his mouth, and Martha is so busy and is distracted by her many tasks that she fails to recognize the value of Jesus and his name. She fails to recognize that the main thing is Jesus and our relationship with him and the forgiveness and the grace that flows from that. We can all get caught up in life, caught up in our wants, our needs, our desires, and forget that Jesus is the point. The truth is that there is a Martha and a Mary in each one of us. There are moments when we can be distracted, and there's moments where, as Leanne talked about in the children's sermon, when we can just be. To be in the presence of our Lord and our Savior. Like Mary, there are times when we need to do that. And like Martha, there are times that we get caught up in our own agenda and fail to recognize Jesus is everything. So I wonder how this story of Mary and Martha ends. Does Martha just quit cooking and sit down and listen and let everybody go hungry? Or does Mary maybe get up in a huff and go help her sister? Maybe there's a big fight between sisters. We don't know how it ends. But what I do know is that Martha had a changed heart. She recognized that Jesus was what it was all about. And so Martha had a change in her heart. We are all Mary. We are all Martha. It's not a choice really of active or inactive. It's about what we value. It's about what we keep our eye on. We can choose to be a Mary, and we can choose to be a Martha. The choice is up to us. We can be distracted by the things of the world, by our own wish list, or we can keep Jesus at the center of our life. Let us pray. Gracious God, There is a Mary and a Martha in each one of us. We ask, Father, that you would give us the courage to choose to keep you at the center of everything that we do. But we know, Father, there are times that we will be like Martha, that we'll be distracted by life, distracted by the world, distracted by the things that are happening around us. And we know, Father, that through your prevenient grace, that you are constantly calling us back to you. And it is your sanctifying grace that we experience your love. As we strive to be better disciples, better followers of Jesus. For all your forms of grace, for all of your love, we are grateful. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for all that you have given us. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.